Hello, everybody. My name is Izzy Grosshoff, and this is the Some Gender Going On podcast. Today's episode is episode 4, Seeing Myself. This is another more personal episode, like episode 3, in contrast to episodes 1 and 2. This one might be a little less polished because I'm leaving town tomorrow, and maybe I shouldn't be making an episode tonight, but to that voice in my head, I say, fuck you, I do what I want. So, let's get into it. I remember when I didn't look at myself in the mirror. Ever. I couldn't form an image of what I looked like. That was a lot of my childhood. 0 to 18. A lot of time spent, you know, maybe I'd look at my hands. Maybe I'd do things. If I really needed to look at my face, I'd focus on a little tiny bit of it. Or maybe just zone out, not pay attention to anything. Really looking at myself, that wasn't going to happen. And imagining what I look like? Definitely not. I can do it now, but it still feels foreign. I have to search for the memory of myself. Imagine something in a specific context. It's a lot easier to imagine what other people look like. I remember when I tried looking in the mirror, tried liking what I saw, when I was exploring, maybe 18 to 23 or so, when I was hopeful. I wanted to like what I saw, but I couldn't. You know, trying and hoping doesn't make it so. And yes, there are major egg vibes there. And even if after I hatched, still, no, I couldn't look like how I looked. It made shaving hard. I learned to shave blind without looking at myself. I still do that sometimes. It's a useful skill. Now mainly only when I can't get to a mirror, like if I'm shaving while walking somewhere. I guess I could get a pocket mirror. I should get a pocket mirror. But I used to do it a lot more. I used to do it by default, say. I've still never owned a handheld mirror. I don't seek out my reflection, but I'll get to that. Some people use makeup for this, to change their appearance enough that they can look at themselves. It's very common among especially trans femme people. But makeup isn't for me, for a lot of reasons. The time necessary to do it, at least to the level that would change my appearance enough. The sensation of having something on my face at all times. And the feeling of concealing who I am. These are all anathema to me. So, that's not happening. So my appearance wasn't changing. And that's just how it was for a long time. So then I hatched, I came out as non-binary, started wearing more feminine clothes, growing out my hair, and people, a sizable fraction of them at least, started automatically gendering me as female, where previously it had been essentially 100% male. And I couldn't see it, couldn't intuitively see that in myself. Few people automatically gendered me as non-binary, which is super cool, but that's like a few people ever. And me, I could only automatically gender myself male. And I didn't like it. I'd even misgender myself in my head, and occasionally when I was talking about myself out loud, especially nested inside a hypothetical and in rapid speech. And again, I didn't like it. Consciously, I knew this was a negative bias in myself against myself. Internalized transphobia, you could say, but more personal. And I've seen a lot of people do this towards themselves. I know it's a pattern. I know that what I'm seeing isn't what a lot of other people are seeing. And what's causing that? Well, it's life, and it's history, and it's my relationship to myself. But it's real, and it's a long time. But it's more than just being unable to intuitively gender my appearance anything but male. I was unable to intuitively feel positive about my appearance. Sure, I could like how my clothes looked. I was able to positively receive compliments, though it took a bit. But if I was looking at my face or my body, I could only feel neutral at best, and not even that much. And this was my holding pattern for a long time. This was just how life was, how I related to myself. Yeah, I'm non-binary. Yeah, I'm pretty cool. Yeah, I'm doing things that I like about my appearance, But my face in a mirror? Nah, that's not happening. That's just how it was for a long time. So, then a little over a year ago, I started HRT, and I wanted to start taking photos of myself in nice flowery contexts, both to document HRT effects, but also hopefully to start liking how I looked. And I'd seen a lot of other people's transition timeline photos, or just before and after photos, and I wanted something like that for myself, but also I saw how other people's appearances changed, how they, in subtle ways but definite ways, looked more like the person that they wanted to look like, looked more the way they wanted to look. But that aspect of those transition photos wasn't successful. I mean, I liked the surroundings, I liked the photo composition, the clothes I was wearing, the prosthetics I was wearing. I used to wear breast forms, so I started growing my own. I just didn't like how my body looked, especially my face. But okay, these things take time. After about 3 months on HRT, for the first time in my entire life, I liked how my face looked. In a moment. There was a specific moment where I liked how my face looked. I'm not saying I liked it all the time, I'm saying it happened once. And that was pretty cool. That wasn't something I'd experienced before. It was very much a new thing in my life. I remember the first time. It was mid-September 2023. I'd been on estrogen for 3 months. I just started spironolactone maybe a week ago. I caught a glimpse of myself in a Zoom video preview window where it shows you how you look while you're in a meeting with other people. And I went, whoa, I look cute. It was wildly unexpected. I was stuck just staring at myself for maybe 30 seconds. It was amazing. I didn't quite know what I'd been missing until I'd finally experienced it. I mean, intellectually speaking, I guessed from reading other people's experiences and so forth, but actually seeing myself and liking how I looked? Oof. There's definitely some part of me that never expected that to happen. Yeah, I'd never done that before. I'd never seen myself in the mirror and liked what I saw before. And it was one of the signals, certainly not the first, that told me I was on the right course when it came to HRT. But it certainly solidified it, if it still needed solidifying. Before long, I realized why that, the Zoom preview window, was the first context where I'd ever liked what I saw when I looked at myself. Well, first, I was rarely looking at myself. You know, I wasn't seeing the whole me if I looked in a mirror, and I wasn't looking in a mirror very often. So Zoom calls were probably a significant fraction of the time that I spent looking at myself, or sighting myself, at least. And second, there's something about the video compression process in live video streaming, which applies a bit of a blur to one's appearance. It has a sort of smoothing and softening effect. And I think that was the critical component that made it work in that moment where I was at with respect to myself. I tried applying a blur filter on a selfie I'd taken, and that worked too. It felt kind of hokey, like when Star Trek original series would apply a super obvious blur filter on any shot of a conventionally attractive woman they used. But it worked. I liked what I saw. It was nice. And new. Even later, with a few more months on E and more Spiro effects and so forth, I started to occasionally like unaltered pictures of myself, or even my reflection now and again, you know, occasionally. Then, you know, maybe it could be nice. Very recently, just in the last month or so, I've intentionally looked at myself in the mirror because I thought I'd like how I looked, and I did. It was magical. That was another thing some intuitive part of me never really expected could be the case. I could be like, but it'd be nice to look at myself, and then look at myself, and whoa, it was nice. At the trans meetup group I went to that week, when it was my turn to share something nice that had happened, I just said, I'm cute. Because for the first time, I felt that way. I'd seen myself and gone, I'm cute. Pretty big moment. And of course, it's not just how I see myself that's changed. How other people have seen me has changed too, and they've changed a lot faster than I've changed. People started automatically gendering me with she and ma'am a much larger fraction of the time, about 6 months after I started E, and it's only gotten more so from there. I thought maybe it was about moving to Georgia from Pennsylvania, about how people read gender markers differently or something, but I don't think that was it. I think my appearance has been changing, and I was just ascribing it to external events because I didn't see it in myself. I remember asking my girlfriend, not too long ago, she's a lesbian, if I looked like a girl, because my conscious mind was telling me that in all likelihood I do, but I couldn't believe it. She said I did, and she's probably a better arbiter of whether I look like a girl than I am, so I believed her. I trusted her. I give my pronouns as they, she, now. And a lot of cis straight people, without much pronouning experience, just use she. It comes naturally to them. It's not something they have to put in work to overcome their first instinct. That's new. It's nice. They is still my first choice, but I'll take anything people can do without prompting. And if people are choosing she, then they're a lot farther from choosing he. And really, that's what I'm looking for. So now, other people can see me and see someone non-binary with the femme vibe. So now, I can see myself intentionally and like how I look. Occasionally. It's been a long time coming, and, you know, I still want to make it more a thing I do regularly and intentionally. Something I make more a part of myself. So, is that the end of the journey? Have I seen myself now? Well, not quite. Because, still, when I look at myself, I don't see that my appearance has changed substantively. I look at my transition photos over the last 5 or 6 years, and to me, it's all the same. It's all the same face. And of course it is. It's all me. This is my body, this is my face. But also, of course it isn't all the same. Of course it's changed. Other people's reactions to me, ranging from strangers to friends, allies, to the people closest to me, have all changed significantly. So I must look different. Of course it's changed substantively, because how I feel when I see myself has changed, and how I look is presumably causing how I feel. I don't think I've just become a lot intuitively kinder, more positive about myself. Maybe it's something I've tried to do, but what's changing is almost certainly my appearance. And it's strange to think and decide and, in some sense, know that I look different when I can't see it. I don't have the automatic perceptual experience lining up with what I consciously know to be true. If I really focus on my timeline photos, I can see changes in some details. The curve of my jaw and cheek has gotten a bit smoother. My balding is reversed a bit. My eyes are a little more open than they used to be. My skin is a bit smoother or creamier or glossier. And of course, there's larger scale things like haircut and make. And when I do occasionally use makeup, not the I look like a person but a different person kind of makeup. The like, this is some fun extra decoration kind of makeup. That's what works for me. So I can see all of those things. But if I'm not focusing like that, not looking for little details or looking at something big and bold and transitory, all I see is, yep, looks about the same. And especially if I'm not directly contrasting an old photo with a new photo or my current appearance, then of course I just go, yep, looks about the same. I don't know if I'll ever think differently. If I'll ever go, wow, I look really different than those old photos. I think this is something that a lot of trans people like about full face makeup. It provides that very immediate and dramatic appearance change that can allow people to disconnect from who they used to see. Now, I've told you why I don't like makeup, but I do see the appeal. And I know that I'm experiencing a pattern that many, many, many trans people experience. I've seen plenty of very pretty trans women on social media where everyone can see how pretty they look except for them. I haven't seen it as much with trans men just because of the social circles I'm in, but I'm sure it happens as well. And I know a few people personally for whom it does happen. But knowing it doesn't change it. And I do want to change. I do want to see myself and think, I look different and I look good. Because it's true, and because I've spent plenty of years avoiding myself, and I want to internalize the fact that I don't need to avoid myself anymore. I've made it. I'd like that. I don't feel it. And also, I'm not yet at the point where I can look at myself in the mirror and like how I look all the time. When my facial hair is at 8 or more hours of growth, or my sweat sticking my hair down in my head and emphasizing my scalp, I don't feel good about how I look. I don't like how I look then. But I know what I can do. I can shave, I can towel my hair, I can brush my hair, and I'm pretty much good to go from there. So that's where I am. I can look myself in the mirror and say, wow, I feel cute and pretty and lovely and beautiful. I can look forward to that. It makes me happy. I'm proud of myself. I can't yet look at myself in the mirror and say, I look different. I can't yet say, I don't look like him. The mask I wore, the mask that was placed on me, the mask everyone else saw, the mask I saw. I like how I look in spite of feeling like I still look like that mask, not because I don't see that mask when I look at myself anymore. So it's not a comfortable, peaceful enjoyment of how I look. It's tenuous and tentative and one foot in the door. An act of rebellion and reclamation and tiptoeing through a minefield. And there's something in here about the overly simplistic saying, being trans is about being born in the wrong body. Because I wasn't born in the wrong body. I was born in the only body I could be born in. My body. It's the body that's right for me. Just needs a bit of a tweak, a few tune-ups. But I wasn't just born in this body. I also had a mask placed over me. A mask that says, this is how you should look. This is how your appearance means you should be treated. This is what your appearance means. And this is all your appearance can ever be. And that was wrong. That still is wrong. That's not who I am and not who I want to be. So my body is just fine. But the covering on top of it, the layers of social characterization and the meaning that we've all collectively been born into about what an appearance means and what appearance can be, that's wrong. That has got to change. And changing it, it's not going quickly. And it's something to be proud of, to like how I look in spite of that mask still clinging to me, in spite of not yet being able to say, I don't look like that I don't look like that mask I used to hate. I still feel like I look like that. But I can like how I look anyways. Is it contradictory? Well, then I contradict myself. I am vast. I contain multitudes. Maybe the future will be different, you know? Maybe one day I'll look at myself and say, that's a whole new me. Or maybe I'll say, I don't see that mask anymore. Or maybe I'll say, that mask doesn't plague me anymore. But for now, for today, it does. It still plagues me. And I'm not going to predicate my happiness on ridding myself of that. Because I don't know how soon it'll ever happen, or whether it'll ever happen. And I deserve to be happy regardless. I'm on a good path. I'm doing well. I'm enough. I love myself. I'll be okay. Thanks for listening. I hope you too can love yourself. Good luck. I'm here to you, and I wish you the best on your journeys.